The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, July 16th. We'll detail extreme weather around the globe, from wildfires out west to extreme temperatures in the plains to record flooding in Europe. Also, where masks are about to be mandatory for millions of Americans once again. Plus, more roadblocks for a controversial new Alzheimer's drug, the dangerous products Amazon is getting sued over, and how a women's basketball player made history on a video game. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Millions of people are in the path of another record-breaking heat wave this weekend. This one is expected to bring triple-digit temperatures to more areas that hardly ever see those kinds of numbers. We're talking places like Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and Western Canada. In Canada, highs are forecasted to be 40 degrees above average for this time of year. This heat wave is just the latest in what's been an unprecedented summer. In just the last month, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says the nation has set 585 all-time heat records. And these extreme temperatures are making the drought and wildfires worse. There are more than 70 wildfires burning from California to Minnesota. The Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon is still the largest. There are more than 1,700 firefighters battling that fire alone, but it's still only 7% contained. It's grown to be 355 square miles, and smoke can be spotted many miles away. Another fire we're watching is in Northern California, called the Dixie Fire. It's happening just northeast of Paradise, California. Much of that town was decimated by the so-called Camp Fire of 2018. That was the most deadly wildfire in modern U.S. history, and people are still working to recover from it. Some of those people have had to evacuate again, but for now, firefighters say they think they'll be able to keep it away from populated areas. Right now, parts of Western Europe are dealing with devastating flooding. The heaviest rainfall in a century caused flash floods in Germany, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. And more heavy rain is expected in that region today. At least 70 people have died because of these floods so far, and 1,300 more people are missing in Germany alone. Rivers have burst their banks, buildings have collapsed, and entire towns and villages have been left underwater. Several thousands of people have had to evacuate. But some didn't make it out in time. So first responders, police helicopters, and hundreds of soldiers are working to help people who are stranded. As investigators look into the assassination of Haiti's president, they're finding more ties to the U.S. For starters, the Pentagon now says some of the suspects in President Jovenel Moise's killing were trained by the U.S. military. It happened when they were part of the Colombian Army, but so far, the U.S. hasn't said what that training included. Separately, a U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency official says one of the suspects used to be a confidential source for the DEA. And reports say when the assassins stormed the Haitian president's home, they were posing as DEA agents. The actual DEA says it had nothing to do with it. 15 of the shooting suspects are Colombian, and two others are Haitian Americans. An American doctor was also arrested in connection to the plot. Haitian authorities also say a Florida company called CTU Security was involved in the case. Apparently, a company credit card was used to buy plane tickets for the Colombian suspects. So, that business owner is also considered a person of interest. He hasn't commented on that yet. By the way, President Biden has condemned the assassination and called for calm as investigators get to the bottom of it. However, he turned down the interim Haitian government's request for American troops to help with security. Instead, Biden says he's going to send a group of Marines just for extra security at the American embassy in Port-au-Prince. The gunman who shot and killed five people in a Maryland newsroom will be going to prison. The shooting happened 3 years ago at the offices of the Capital Gazette newspaper. The shooter admitted to attacking employees there, but he said he wasn't criminally responsible because of insanity. Well, this week, a jury disagreed. Prosecutors made the case that the man had a vendetta against the paper since he was the subject of a news article a few years earlier. It detailed how he stalked a former high school acquaintance. For years, he threatened the paper over it and planned the shooting. After it happened, his own lawyers say he showed no remorse. Well, now that he's been found sane, he'll be sentenced to prison instead of a mental health facility. Prosecutors are asking for life without parole. The largest county in the U.S. is bringing back a COVID-19 restriction. Starting tomorrow, everyone will have to wear masks at all indoor public places in Los Angeles County. That's whether you're vaccinated or not. The county is bringing the mask mandate back since it keeps seeing COVID-19 cases rise, and it's going to stay in place until cases go down again. Even though masks have been found to help, officials still say the pandemic can only really end with vaccines. And about 44% of the American population hasn't received a single COVID-19 shot yet. So public health experts are still working to convince more people to get vaccinated. Speaking of vaccines, there's an update on when they might be available for younger kids. An FDA official says the shots will likely be available for children as young as 6 months old sometime this winter. Both Moderna and Pfizer are still in their testing phase. So for now, the shots are only available for people 12 years old and up. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a word about today's sponsor, KiwiCo.
I'm thrilled to tell you about our sponsor, KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids of all ages to make learning fun. And they're specifically designed to expose children to concepts in STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Each box is delivered monthly and comes with all the supplies needed for that month's projects. I've already gotten our first KiwiCo crate for our newborn Dax, and I love it. Yes, even for a newborn, there are things we can do to help his little brain grow and develop during his playtime. So it's great that I don't need to do all the research myself or run to the store for all these extra supplies. I get everything we need with easy-to-follow instructions in the KiwiCo crate. But it's not just for newborns. In fact, older kids love getting mail just for them, so it's a great way to get them excited to learn and provide some screen-free entertainment. And the crates are always made with high-quality materials so you can feel good about giving them to your kids. Plus, right now, the Newsworthy listeners can get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com/newsworthy.
Three of the most respected medical centers in the country have come out against a controversial new Alzheimer's drug. It's the one the FDA approved just last month. The Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, Mount Sinai in New York, and Providence in Washington State all say they won't give it to patients unless more research proves it actually works. When the FDA first gave the drug the green light, it said the potential benefits for Alzheimer's patients outweighed the risks. But early clinical trials also suggested the drug could cause serious side effects. In one trial, about 40% of patients experienced swelling or bleeding in the brain. On top of that, it's expensive, like $56,000 a year. Still, the company that makes the drug, Biogen, insists it can slow the progress of Alzheimer's. And that's a huge deal, since other drugs on the market just control symptoms. But for now, the FDA has restricted its recommendations, saying only patients with mild memory problems should take it, since it's unclear it helps in more advanced Alzheimer's cases. Federal safety regulators say Amazon doesn't do enough to protect customers from dangerous products, and now the retail giant is facing a lawsuit over it. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission sued, saying Amazon needs to issue recalls if an item listed on its website is found to be dangerous. That's even when items are sold by outside vendors. For example, regulators say Amazon sold carbon monoxide detectors that didn't go off, hair dryers that didn't protect people from being electrocuted, and children's pajamas that were flammable. An Amazon spokesperson told CBS News they took those items off the website, gave customers refunds, and alerted them about the safety concerns. But regulators say Amazon needs to better work with the Safety Commission to issue official recalls instead. Nearly 60% of the items listed on Amazon are from third-party sellers, and Amazon insists it is not legally responsible for goods sold by outside vendors. For the first time, Facebook is expanding its online payment service beyond its own platforms. The social media company says the Facebook Pay feature will be available on Shopify starting next month. Facebook Pay launched in late 2019 as a way for users to send money to each other, buy things in the Facebook marketplace, and contribute to online fundraisers. But now, Facebook is looking to expand its reach and compete with other digital payment apps like Apple Pay, Google Pay, and PayPal. Facebook says businesses in the U.S. will soon be able to add Facebook Pay as a checkout option on their websites. It says users' data is secure, too, because credit card and bank account information is encrypted. History is being made in the video game industry. For the first time, a woman is gracing the cover of an NBA game. WNBA All-Star Candace Parker will be on the cover of the popular NBA 2K's upcoming edition. It comes out in September in the U.S. and Canada. Parker said she grew up playing video games with her brothers and was humbled by the honor. She called it a, quote, special moment of progress for the sport, that it's important for women athletes to be represented in such a big way. NBA 2K added WNBA players to the game 3 years ago, but until now, the athletes chosen for the cover have still been men. They include legends like LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Larry Bird, and Shaquille O'Neal. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Ritual. Here's Erica again with more.
Ritual's prenatal vitamin is definitely part of my morning ritual, and I feel great about taking them every day because their multivitamins are formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that the body can actually use. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for more than a year. They never upset my stomach, whether I take them with or without food, and they don't have a gross taste either. Depending on which one I'm taking at the time, they're either minty or citrusy. I've taken the regular women's multivitamin as well as the prenatal and now the postnatal, but I recommend them for all women, men, and teens. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always, and you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. So get key nutrients with Ritual. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A Chinese couple was finally reunited with their son after 24 years of searching. The boy was kidnapped when he was just a toddler from right outside their home. As NPR reports, the kidnappers sold him to another couple in central China. But the boy's father never stopped looking. He traveled by motorcycle across more than 300,000 miles, carried a flag with his son's photo on it, and passed out flyers. Along the way, he ended up finding more than 100 other abducted children and helped to reunite them with their real parents. And his search inspired a movie called Lost in Love. Well, earlier this year, the family finally got good news thanks to new technology. Government officials found the couple's long-lost son thanks to DNA testing and facial recognition software, and they were finally reunited this week. The video of the parents hugging their now adult son has crisscrossed the globe, inspiring plenty of happy tears along the way. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode when we dive into the government's new UFO report with a renowned astrophysicist. Then we'll have your next news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.